With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome in, special Outkick the Show. We've also got Tommy Lahren here for Tommy Lahren is Fearless because we're talking about a really important and incredible organization, Tunnel to Towers. Frank Siller here with us now. And Frank, we're going to get into some serious stuff, but I just came back from your golf event, Liberty National. You raised unbelievable amounts of money. You're doing phenomenal work. How would you assess my golf game, though, to start here?
Well, I will say that reports were coming back to me. First, I was watching you play because I drove around. I was driving around, and I said, oh, I can't watch this anymore. And I moved on to other people that came back. I thought maybe after a couple holes, you would loosen up.
Alcohol might have helped me out.
Maybe. I brought it to you for sure, hoping that it would change your game, but it didn't. But nonetheless, thank you for being there because it was a great day. Like you said, we raised a lot of money for our great heroes and their families that are left behind. And you saw the support that we had there for so many individuals.
Yeah, it's incredible, Tommy. We were there and they had three different widows stand up and actually tell their story and what Frank's organization has been able to do for them. And when you see the families that are impacted, the women that are impacted, the mental health challenges that you guys are helping them with, and I know right off the top here, we've had a tragedy that's happened. Five service members have lost their lives recently. You have already made contact. What can you tell us about what you know about that awful incident and what you're doing to help?
So I want to read their names because I think it's always important that we say the names out loud so we honor them and remember them. And this is the helicopter crash that went down in the Mediterranean. Sergeant Cade Wolf, Sergeant Andrew Southard, Staff Sergeant Tanner Grove, Chief Warrant Officer 2, Shane Barnes, and last is Chief Warrant Officer 3, Stephen Dwyer. And Stephen Dwyer was married. His wife's name is Allie. He went to West Point. I know Pete Hegseth knows him. I know other people in Fox know this this great warrior. But so Steve's dad is a colonel. Went to West Point, married so Steve's mother is a lieutenant colonel.
Oh, wow.
And she also went to West Point. So this is a family that served, but he gave up his life for his country, leaves behind a wife and three kids. I spoke to the father, last night, his father, and I told him that we're going to be paying off the mortgage for Allie and the three kids that are left behind. And that's what we do, here, when I come on shows like this, I want people to know that we react immediately when we hear these stories and these great heroes that die. We made a promise that we're going to pay off every mortgage of every Gold Star family member that lose their husband or wife and they leave a young family behind, and we're doing that. Any fallen first responder that dies in the line of duty that leaves a young family behind, we're taking care of them. We're doing that all year long. There's over 200 cops a year. Unfortunately, many of them have young families. And firefighters, we just had a firefighter in Boston that fell through a ceiling the other day and lost his life. We're taking care of that family. So, we're proud of the work we're doing, but we do it because of the generosity. People go to T2T.org, donate $11 a month. I think that's not asking too much, right?
Right.
$11 a month.
No, we've done it.
No, it's incredible that the impact, my brother was a firefighter, right? New York City firefighter. He gave his life on 9/11. And his firehouse, and these guys come and barbecue for me all over the United States. So they're incredible. We're just in Houston, Texas, and I'll tell that story in a few minutes. But they say many hands makes light work. And that's what the $11 a month does. If many people come together, and which they are, but I need more, we can make this light work and take care of all these great heroes.
That's a couple of cups of coffee, even here in Nashville, Tennessee, that's really reasonably priced. But Frank, you and I have talked about this before, but I think it's so important when people are donating, they want to know what their money is going to. And Tunnel to Tower does such a great job of showing people what their money goes to and the families that are impacted. But it's not even just the money and the paying off of the mortgages. It's also that brotherhood and that sisterhood. Can you talk to us about what your organization does for these family members so that they don't feel alone, they don't feel forgotten? I know that's a big part of your work.
It is, because, look, you know, I'll speak for my family after 9/11. It was great to see America come together. It was really beautiful. They helped lift us through the darkest part of our life ever. You know, there's my youngest brother, and he was married and had five kids. And that's why we focus on kids, you know, the ones that have kids left behind. But there's a hole left after the dust settles. You know, after the dust settles and these widows go home, they put their head on the pillow at night, they're by themselves, you know. Yes, they have great family support. But we found that if we put them around other families that are going through the same thing, they lift each other. They lean on each other. Who's having a bad week? Who's having a bad day? The other one helps them through that particular period. And so we have literally thousands of events all across America that are put on for Tunnel to Towers, a lot of fundraisers. And we invite these families to go with other families to these events. Never pressuring them, say, you got to go, you have to go. No, never like that. Come, be part of something. And it's incredible how many of them do their own fundraisers for Tunnel to Towers because we help them. They say, I want to make sure that the next person that loses and goes through, has a mortgage-free home. And they do it. But the biggest thing that we do every year is our annual Tunnel to Towers run in New York City. We just had it the last Sunday in September. And we had 40,000 people there.
Wow.
We had Lady A, by the way.
That's incredible.
That entertained us afterwards. But it was pouring rain. It was raining the whole time. Nobody left. You know why? Because we are honoring heroes. When you come out of that tunnel, you see the pictures of every firefighter, every police officer that died on 9/11. We have other firefighters and police officers hold the pictures. They're like big pictures, life-size pictures, because, you know, you hear the number 343. You put them shoulder to shoulder, right by each other, and you line them up. That's some line. It goes on for a long time, same with the police officers. And then we have the pictures of all 7,000-plus men and women that gave their lives on the global war on terror. Do you know how many Gold Star widows do the walk, and they sit there, and they come there with their kids, and when they see their husband or the kids see their father's picture, they stop, they take pictures with the people that are holding it, and they sit there, and they talk, they cry, they run every emotion that goes through. But you know what? Afterwards, we have a great celebration of their lives.
Right.
And we celebrate it. We have a big party. I call it the miracle of the loaves and fishes, because we feed them all.
Yeah.
Once again, mostly my New York City firefighter buddies are grilling and doing that, and we have the entertainment, so we celebrate their lives. And but being around each other is critical, to be around other people that are living the same thing. Look, my brother's son, Stephen, young Stephen Jr., we did Fox and Friends earlier today, right? And for him, it's important. He works with a lot of these families, by the way. He calls a lot of these widows and works with these. And he says, Uncle Frank, it's so important that they know that they're not alone, and that and that they're talking to somebody that lived their life, that they lived their life. And and he's doing an incredible job. But it's so important to make sure the mental health side of it. And we have those services, too. Last but not least, we have case managers inside Tunnel to Towers that works with these families to make sure that we have it very easy for them to get them the mental health services or therapy or whatever they need at times when they need it. And we do it all.
Tell me about what you're doing in Houston and why you hope that can be representative of what you're going to be able to do all over the place.
So a couple of years ago, so Tunnel to Towers Foundation, you know, we made a commitment, a promise. I put my hand up and I swore to my maker, okay? That we're going to take care of every, like I said before, every first responder, every Gold Star family that dies in line of duty that has a young family behind, every catastrophically injured service member or first responder that gives their body for their community or their country, we're going to build them a smart home. We're going to do that. That's our promise, right? We're going to pay off the mortgage and we're going to build them a home. When I knew that we were going to raise enough money to do that, I said, we've been thinking about doing homeless veterans for years.
Yeah.
Because it's horrific. Right, and you see the conditions they're living in, and it's an epidemic. They're all over here in Nashville, that's for sure. And but we wanted to do it right. So quietly, over the last year and a half or so, we've been working in that area, in that arena, to take care of homeless vets. And we said, what's the best way of doing it? Well, we already know it. We already know that it's got to be the mental health side, because we've already been doing it for years with our Gold Star widows and fallen first responder families. You know, we know that. So you just can't put a roof over the head. Like, we can't just pay off a mortgage. We got to make sure we stay with these families. So so we said, we'll build. So I'm starting to build, buying hotels all over America. And we renovate them into apartments. Some of them will be transitional, for because we want the younger people to transition out. We want them back into society, right? We need them to assimilate back into society. And we give them all the tools to do that. But a lot of it's going to be permanent, because a lot of older guys my age, you know, the Vietnam age people, heroes that served their country, need to be taken care of. They're never going to go back out and get a job. So we need to do it. So we have permanent housing for them. So here we have 161-room hotel that we revamped into private apartments for all these great heroes. But on the first floor, and I want to read this because I want you to hear all the things that we have. This is the first floor of this building that we have all these great heroes that went out to protect us and came back and need help. Employment assistance, job training, benefit assistance, educational assistance. Many of them went to school. They're close to get maybe degrees. They just stopped. And, you know, let's get them back out there and get, and then this way here they can go and make themselves, you know, more realistic to get a job. Financial budget management, very important. Legal advocacy, and medical care access. A lot of them don't even know what they can get through the VA system. And it's important. And we do, most of these places we're building are going to be pretty close to a VA center, so we can get them to the center and get all the medical help that they need. Of course, last but not least, mental health support, PTSD counseling, and addiction treatment, because, you know, a lot of men on the street and they turn to drugs, so they feel hopeless and helpless. Well, we're giving back their hope. We're going to give them back their dignity, and we're going to give them some comfort by putting them in these homes. So we just delivered that. We had Dennis Quaid was out there, Andy Pettit, came out there. They're both from Houston.
Yes.
So when we made this dedication, they were beautiful.
And they were both the golf tournament.
They both came to. They're all in. And matter of fact, Andy just called me the other day. Says, Frank, I can get electrical equipment for you. I have the. You know, he was going.
He's got a connection. He's got a guy.
And you know what? We always got guys.
Yeah.
You know? And I need guys and I need girls.
Yeah.
Who have connections that can get these, help us get this done in a reasonable way. This project cost nearly $20 million.
Wow.
That one project.
Yeah.
But it's there forever.
Right.
It's there forever. And it's just one of many that we're doing all over the United States. I just was talking to my team, and we're 7 new properties that we're looking to purchase right now. We have land in Florida already. We have land in Atlanta. We have land in Pennsylvania. We have land in California. We have land in Phoenix. We have land all over.
Yeah.
And we're going to be building them from ground up, or if we get a hotel that's already there and renovate them. And so that's the model to get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You could share your model with several governors around this country. They would be wise to listen to your model, because you guys are doing what a lot talk about doing.
Just give me the money.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
You would do a lot better with it.
We can. So on average, I think the Houston project, of course, is $125,000, maybe $145,000 per veteran to take off the street and put them in here. But, and get all these services, not just, you know, ongoing services. That's what it's going to average out to. Government costs $450 to $750.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
Think about that. 3 to 5 times as much what the government does. They can't
and
do what we do.
And beer is good.
Well, if you saw these, first of all, I'm not going to ask any guy that went out there or girl that went out there to sacrifice their life for us to sleep in something I wouldn't sleep in.
Yeah.
That's the rule. If I'm not going to live there, I can't expect anybody else to live there. So that's the kind of quality that we're building there. And we only know quality, because that's how we build the smart homes. They are beautiful. Every one of these smart homes with these guys, we've got 2, 3, 4 limbs they've given out, or they're paraplegic, quadriplegic, or traumatic brain injury. Yeah, one guy, traumatic brain injury and a double amputee. Only way he could change the channel on TV is through his eyes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we have that, you know, feature for him. So those houses, we only give the best for these great warriors and heroes because they deserve it. But we get it done. And people should know that, you know, 95.1% of every dollar that we raise goes towards these programs.
Right.
And I'm very close to saying, because I have so many great individuals that help me with all my overhead, you know, that, let me not say it yet, but close to saying 100% of what people donate for the homeless, you know, initiative that we're doing, right, all over, will go to that.
How many homeless vets are there?
Well, the government says about 40,000. It's a lot more.
It's
a minimum 50,000 or more. So here's the thing, and I'm not here to rip the government or the VA center or anything like that, because they're just not equipped. We know that. They just can't do it. They just can't do it. If somebody's on the street, so we have a two-pronged approach, I mean, more than two-pronged, but here's the big part, how we close that gap and get them all off the street. If somebody's on the street for 3 or 4 months, they're not considered chronic homeless. They don't get the same vouchers, you know, as they get from the government for housing and all that kind of stuff. They're a year, 2 years, et cetera, you know, they're on the street. They're desperate. They're desperate people. They might not recover. Who knows? So when we see somebody, so we have a national case management network through the country. We work with 1,000 different non-for-profits across America, 1,000. And a lot of them give us a lead, or a VA will give us somebody that's on the street, or a family member will give us somebody that's on the street, and they'll call us and they say, you know, can you help this one? Well, here it is, they're living out of their car, or, you know, whatever, they're on the street for 3 or 4 months, where the government doesn't recognize them as homeless. We could take that one for a tenth of the amount of money that it costs for me to build these, you know, villages that we're building.
Yeah.
Know, and get them in an apartment, help them with their security and their rent, and then they get VA vouchers, work with the VA to get them the money that they're going to need to stay in there. And the VA is great with that. I will say that. The VA is great with that. They need to be funded. We'd like to see them funded more. And the quicker we get those vouchers, the better it is for these heroes.
And you're getting to a lot of these people, too, when they're struggling. So you're fixing the homelessness crisis for some of these individuals who can go back out and reenter society, get a job, take care of themselves. You're catching them in a time when they're at their lowest, but picking them up in a way that I'm sure means the world to them. And it seems like a drop in the bucket, but in their life, probably life-changing, and it will change their life for the better from here on out.
We know our military responds. And when you get them a roof over their head and you give them an opportunity, the success rate is tremendous. It's tremendous. We just got to give them another opportunity in life, and they will respond.
And the older ones believes in them.
And some of them, yes, you got to believe. You got to give them a purpose again. You got to, you know, we really got to give them purpose. I met a great hero yesterday. Unbelievable. A lieutenant colonel. And I was in Calhoun, Georgia, with Mohawk. I spoke at Mohawk Carpets and Flooring, right? They're great supporters, Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And somebody asked me to meet this lieutenant colonel, and he has a farm, and he's doing something in agriculture. He wants to help the veterans get a trade in agriculture. And I said, oh my goodness. I said, we could send you, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to help him to get some of our great heroes there to train them, you know, in the rural areas of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody going to work in a city. Not everybody, you know, some people want to work with dirt in their hands, and you know what I mean? That's a beautiful thing. We need it. And this guy has devoted his life, and he himself has paid a big price. He speaks very slowly, a traumatic brain injury, but the guy is so focused on helping others. It's incredible. So there is so many good people out there, and there are other great organizations out there that we're going to work with to make sure that these great heroes get back into the workforce.
For people who want to help, you guys are doing so much. How many mortgage-free homes have you given now to...
Over 1,200.
Over 1,200. It's remarkable. For people who want to help, you said it already, but I want to hammer it home. They go to t2t.org, and $11 a month. Certainly, if they can afford to give more,
yes,
be very welcome.
But we average a lot more than $11 a month, but we ask for $11 a month because most people could do it. But I want you to know we have a challenge out to Fortune 500 companies. We're asking Fortune 500 companies to $1 million a year for 5 years. Why 5 years? Because I need to create a budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much I can spend. It, you know, it's a big lead time buying a piece of property and renovating it. And also every professional team in America should do $250,000 a year for 5 years.
Yeah.
And once again, that's not asking too much. But the $11 a month is how we get it done. It's incredible. Bringing all these hundreds of thousands of people together to do it.
You've done tremendous work. How much more do you think you could do if you had the funds to do it?
I think we take care of every 50,000 homeless vets. But that's the goal. We're going to eradicate. That's the word I'm using because it's a big word, you know? Mm-hmm. And I am tunneled down with we do big things because we have the help of your viewers, your listeners, and certainly your Fox also. And I know together we can get that done. T2T.org, and you know, $11 a month or more, we can save all these people's lives.
And Frank, in closing, tell us about what you're doing at the Patriot Awards that you're so gracious to sponsor. We're so happy to have you. Obviously, the Outkick family, the Fox Nation family. But we're going to see you tonight on that stage doing big things. You made us cry last year. I have a feeling you're going to make us cry this year.
I'm going to tell you that I'm going to cry this year. Because I was already with my nephew, Steven Silla, who was named after my brother, the hero, Steve Silla. And there's an award named after my brother.
That's awesome.
Just think about that. You know, for me to be up there and to see and hear my brother's name, you know, a hero award named in Steven Silla's name. For what my brother did running through that Brooklyn Battery Tunnel with that fire gear on his back on 9/11. And he was saving lives, but look at all the lives he's changed because of what he did. He inspired his older siblings, and we were a lot older, to do good with our lives and to do it in honor of him. And not just him. I want to make this clear. The foundation, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, is about all the heroes in America. You know, we honor everyone who perished on 9/11. And all those great heroes that died ever since. But to be on that stage with my brother's son, who's named Steven Silla Jr., it was very emotional just during a little bit of talking about it earlier this morning with my brother. So it's an honor. I can't believe Fox did that for my family, to be quite frank with you. And we're going to treat it as such. All of us are just very grateful.
Tommy and I know what incredible work you do. Frank, you're tireless. You're making such a difference in so many people's lives. I would ask everybody out there watching us right now, t2t.org, go make that donation, $11 a month, certainly if you can afford more. And I know we got a lot of pro sports franchises, people who work there, people who play there that watch this. Get your organization lined up, $250,000 a year for 5 years. With the billions you're making, I think you can afford to make a little bit of a difference with Frank Siller. Keep up the work, my man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Frank. We'll see you tonight. You.
See you tonight. Looking forward to it.
For sure. Thank you. It's been a fun show. It's been an important show. Again, check it out, t2t.org. On behalf of Tommy, on behalf of me, this guy's a hero. Help Frank do more great work for so many people out there who can deserve it and need it.